If you're listening, there you go. Check it out. The chat room is open. Go to Blog Talk Radio chat room. If you're not already a member, you might have to sign in, but give yourself a very self-serving name. So if I see you in the chat room, I know it's you and I can promote whatever it is, your event. You can list it there and like that. I see Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is already listening. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And now she's featuring the best of Movie Attic Headquarters. And I believe this Tuesday will be Hugh Jackman. That's Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, also, let's see. In the Lounge, Two Dog Minimum. I'll be part of this show, a small part, but I'll be a part of this show, Susan Jeremy, Two Dog Minimum. That'll be at Dixon Place, Saturday, January 6th, 2018 at 7 p.m. And I believe it's a free show, so you want to check this out. Let's see, in 2010, Susan Jeremy rescued a dog. She soon discovered the crazy world of the dog park and characters and inhabitants. Join her as she recreates the bizarre dog parents, shares funny stories, and attempts to channel the inner workings of a dog. Special guests and treats will be included. I hope they're not dog treats. But anyway, I'm that special guest, so you want to check that out. I love Susan Jeremy. She's got so many great shows right now. She has a show that's going to be touring the Canadian festivals, and it's called She Was a Great Dad. Okay, you can go to SusanJeremy.com, I believe, to find more information. This will be at Dixon Place, okay? Just click on Dixon Place, Saturday, January 6th, and it's a little intimate show that I'm part of. I'm glad to be part of. Also, let's see. Let's get all the promos out of the way. Let's see. Not that they're out of the way, but just so we can move on, because I'm multitasking this switchboard. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. You want to check that out. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. Very good show. Very good show. And, of course, it's Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And what you do is you go to the Internet and you go to TuneIn right here in Miramar. And that should take you right there to the show. All right. Now I've got so many things opened that I can't find my switchboard, which is one of these multiple things open. Let me start reducing everybody, and perhaps I will find where my switchboard went. Okay, check that out. Remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. So, oh, I found my show. There I am. Okay. Wow, that was a lot to go through. All right. Don't forget Dixon Place, January 6th, which is the epiphany. Check that out. Okay, what's the theme today? I know we're like through with everything, New Year's, and is moving in fast, and it's so darn cold on the East Coast. I don't know where you're listening from, but it's very cold. And I'm trying to think. I didn't really play any Christmas music, but we're past that Christmas point. I don't know about you guys, but I got Christmas out. I got so Christmased out. So, I mean, we can still be kind of holiday-ish, but I don't know. How about something to warm us up, like my tempura beer?
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag.
My ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. What's not to like about that? You gotta love Tom Garosa with that. Okay, my switchboard's moving slow. Where shall we go with this? Okay, let's have a little. Hey, we haven't heard Chuck Colombo in a while. Here we go.
Thank you.
Those CDs, I think, are available for download on CD Baby. So you want to check that out. Okay. Wow, time's going fast here. Let's see. How about a little bit of Nancy Lombardo's comedy, which is also available on CD Baby? Download it today. Here we go. It's fun.
Chris Reagan! Boy, I will do anything not to pay union musicians. You know? I just, hello there, you sweetie. Well, want to be in a show?
I like to be in a show. Well, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going to be picked on.
Yeah, no, no, no. I'm sorry. We got a punishment here. We don't say no ladies. You buy 8 drinks now.
Talk about what we're really here for. Me. Yes, Nancy Lombardo. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes, every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it, one's my husband. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so, he's sweet. He's just, look at that, you know, it's a man thing, but it's great. You know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from two points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule. Still good.
It was
growing up, Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. Oh, yeah. And when I first time I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun. Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You want some tea? Is it still good?
She does it.
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want your stinky old breath, and you're giving me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea, you know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding. You're not even seated. They're like... Grandma, Grandma, put those rolls back. Put those rolls back. Why? They ain't just gonna throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. Land a hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. I didn't know. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Linda! Mira! No, 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 I don't have time for this kind of stuff. What I'm saying, so stop! That hurt. What did you just say? And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms. Cliches, you might know them as, or glitches, I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What do you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She'd give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where did babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolute Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little because I had really curly hair and my mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time, until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right, you feeling poetic? Okay, you feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong, unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. Like the guys in the office, or your boss is really nice, except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the door jam. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. Like a white label. Spaghetti. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothingness, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things, like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
with dog songs. Don't forget, January 6th, the Epiphany, 7 p.m. at Dixon Place. It's a great show. I believe the tickets are free. Okay, Susan Jeremy in the lounge, dog minimum, two dog minimum. Check it out because I am special guest. So you want to check that out, right? Yes. Ask Christine Lattin.
Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Good dogs clap and wag their tails. Bad dogs know the jig is up. They might be headed for puppy dog jail. Bad dogs must accept the fact you're not the leader of the pack. We pay the rent, we buy the food. To think you're in charge is ridiculously rude. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Kitty cats, you better look away. You might be cute in your puss and boots, dreaming about Cheryl Wheeler's cat's birthday. But you don't get excited when we walk in the door. You think playing fetch is one big bore. One day there'll be a cat whisperer that you can ignore, but today is not that day. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer is on his way. So stay dog.
Let me tell you about my dog, Monty. Oh, what a pal. That damn dog's always getting between me and my gal. Every time we try to kiss or hug, along comes that big hairy lug. Let me tell you about my dog, Monty. Oh, what a pal. Monty, oh, what a pal. Them dogs always in between me and my gal. When the mailman comes to the door, he lets out his big mighty roar. Let me tell you about my dog, Monty, oh, what a pal.
Wow, that just ended real quick. Okay, we're down to the end. Let's see. All right, don't forget, January 6th at Dixon Place. Check it out, 7 p.m. All righty. Oh, I got 1 minute. Would I have a one-minute song in here? Let's see. Well, if I go over, I don't know. Okay, we'll skip the dog theme and we'll just say, don't forget my CDs are available on CD Baby, and don't forget to listen to Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. This year she's featuring the best of Movie Attic Headquarters, and it's that man, Hugh Jackman. Gotta love him. All right, let me just check the chat room real quick, see if anybody came in. Ah, Gail. Let's see. Oh, yeah, The Shape of Water. I highly recommend it. It was terrific. Okay, that last song, Gail, was My Dog, Monty. The other one was Here Comes Caesar the Dog Whisperer by Christine Lavin. So that's always a fun song. I got to find more of her songs. Her songs are really fun, and play those. Okay, well, we're winding down now. Let me go back to Blog Talk Studio so I can wind out of here. All right, everybody, have a happy and safe New Year. Thank you for tuning in. This has been What's the Buzz NY with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Happy New Year. Whee! What fun.